So, the just kidding. So the Flowers family will be with us, and I think it'd be really important for us, even as we're thinking through what does it mean for us to be an SBC church, to hear from missionaries who are on the field and to see how the dollars that we give to the cooperative program are actually being used to support their family as they're on mission, yes, but to take the gospel primarily to those places. So that's a big part of it, the IMB. Also, the North American Mission Board, which is kind of hits close to home. This is the group, the organization within the SBC that supports church plants like ours and other missionary efforts across North America. So not just church plants, but also church plants and families like ours. We're NAM missionary family. And so that's important. The cooperative program also makes theological education affordable to members who are obtaining degrees in theology or counseling or music or missiology. And in fact, if you're interested at any point in taking a class, like it doesn't necessarily mean you need to go get an MDiv or some kind of upper degree, but if you're interested in taking classes through one of our seminaries or one of our schools, because we're part of the SBC, that actually helps the tuition cost. So it makes it affordable for you to take classes through our seminaries. And so that's part of what the cooperative program does. It makes accessible education and things like that for people inside of the body. Even if you're not planning to go be a pastor or a missionary, these are helpful things. So I just want to, I'd love someday, just as a little bit of vision for what I'd hope for, I'd love for groups of people inside of the body to desire that and allow us to even build small cohorts of people who are taking online classes or working with local churches. Like at the Bethel Network, they allow them to teach some classes through Southeastern. And so I know Matt and I have gone to some of those classes. And so I would love for us to have folks inside of our church who are interested in those things, and we're facilitating that. So that's on my heart. So if you're interested in that, talk to me more. But the cooperative program does more than that, right? It also does hunger relief and disaster relief. Whenever disasters happen around the globe, you just watch the news. And some of the first people to land on the ground are SBC, Southern Baptist relief groups that are there on the ground caring for people who are hurting. And they're taking the gospel. And so this is a beautiful thing. So what does it mean for us, right, as a church plant? How does it help us? How does it impact the way that maybe we would take and send future planters to go plant churches? Right, there are a number of ways that the North American Mission Board, specifically through the cooperative program of the SBC, helps us. My family, right, we're NAM missionaries. And so the church is also a NAM church plant. Specifically, like we're working today on some sound and lighting and stuff like that. Some of that is on long-term loan from partner churches, right? Some of that, a large part of the equipment and the things, the trailer and stuff that you see around, is because the North American Mission Board cares about church planting and they put dollars where their mouth is, right? They use those dollars that churches like ours give to support church plants and allow us to get equipment that we need, to allow us sometimes to buy or rent spaces that we need to be in. And so it's a big deal, and it helps a lot. So I was talking to a NAM staffer this week, and he was saying there are around 1,000 to 1,500 churches right now in last year that were being planted by NAM in North America. So that's more churches, praise God, that's more churches than last year faded away and died, right? Praise God, because that's happening too. There's always attrition going on, right? Older churches that are fading away, or newer churches that close doors because of other reasons, and there are more churches being planted last year than had to close their doors. And so we just pray that that would continue, and part of that initiative is worked through the North American Mission Board. But also, it's not just NAM. Other local Baptist organizations, right? So the Illinois Baptist Association that really works with local church plants in our area, they're a North American Mission Board organization as well. So dollars that we give to the cooperative program go to support not just some people out in Alpharetta, Georgia, running NAM, but also in our state, in our communities, working to support not just our church plant, but lots of church plants throughout the Metro East and that also exists over in the Missouri area. So this is a net of care and support and work that's going on. Let's see, man, there's so much I could say here. Does that mean that we're in agreement with everything that we see in the SBC? Are we forced to follow the dictates of a denomination because we're part of them? I want to say resoundingly no, right? The Southern Baptists have always upheld the autonomy of the local church. So in the Baptist Faith and Message 2000, which is the key document that we ascribe to as part of the SBC, it states, quote, "A New Testament church of the Lord Jesus Christ is an autonomous local congregation of baptized believers governed by his laws." Unquote. Not our laws, not our dictates, but Scripture. So we see in the New Testament that the local church governed themselves with regard to how they ministered the gospel. And so we could see examples of that in Acts 11, and that's Barnabas being sent to Antioch, and then also it's Jerusalem Council in Acts 15:6, and then in Galatians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. So there are a lot of places we can see that in the New Testament. I just want to highlight a couple to say that our goal is to be biblical, and so it's not an organization that oversees in an authoritative standpoint, but that a cooperative effort of the local churches that seeks to take the gospel to the world. So while there's autonomy, and no local association or convention will be sending down decrees or on some kind of doctrinal matter or anything like that, there is also accountability. So even though there's not someone pushing down on us things that we have to do, there is accountability among the churches that says, if this church abandons the gospel, then we will remove them from membership if they don't repent of that and come back, right? It's biblical. It's patterned on what we see in Matthew 18 related to just discipline within the local church. So we see that as healthy and good, and so we affirm those things. How do we contribute? I'm going to quickly touch this and then we'll be done. But how do we contribute, right? Is this all we do for missions? Is the SBC just an outsourcing of our local mission and we just say that we don't want to do it ourselves, so we just send a check, right? Important questions. When we started, we didn't want to just say we care about missions as we started Redeemer. We didn't want to just receive mission dollars from some mission organization like NAM. We wanted to sacrificially commit ourselves to giving to the mission causes that seemed effective and possible for us to be involved in, taking the gospel to the world. And so myself, along with the other elders, we tried to set that priority in 2016. We're going to continue. So as we have our membership established in the next couple of weeks, reckon the next week actually, then we're going to be moving toward thinking through what does the budget look like for next year. And that's going to be the congregation deciding on that and looking at what that means. And so we're hoping that we're setting a strong example with how we've done 2016. So let me talk about that for a minute. So in 2016, we prayerfully and sacrificially resolved to give to missions as a local church. Even though we're a church plant, we wanted to be committed to that. So we determined over a year ago, in our hearts, that that our goal was to give 50% of our receipts, tithes and offerings, to missions. And the SBC is part of that, right, through the cooperative program. But we're serious about missions. And I could break that down, 35% of that goes to local regional missions, and part of that, because we're planting, is pastoral salary is part of that. So not going crazy and saying like we're just whatever, but we're trying to be serious about it. 20% to international missions, 10% to the cooperative program, and Great Commission giving, which part of that is also support. So that's actually 65% of our budget for 2016 has been to mission-related efforts. So I want to say that just because I want you guys to know that our heart is invested in this. Like our heart is, we are sent to not just worship God, but we worship him as he is made known throughout the world. And so as we send the gospel into our own community and to the ends of the world, this is a big part of why we exist. In summation, why are we Baptist? We want to be obedient to Jesus' command. We want to train ourselves in the gospel, and we want to worship God here, but we don't want it to end here. We don't want it to even training and taking the gospel to our neighbors to end here. And we can do that much more effectively, taking the gospel to more places and impacting more people's lives by giving to the cooperative program and being part of the SBC. There is no other organization that does it like them, right? And so we are thankful for the SBC, and we are proudly part of the SBC. So I just want to say that. Any questions before we jump to the video update for the Koontzes?
Are they
going to
come see you? Are we doing it in church?
Or the kiddos. We're going to do it in here. Yeah. But I'll make it available. Yeah, if they want to. That'd be great. Any questions about, while she's checking with them, any questions about the SBC or about our involvement there? Because I really do want us to understand that this is important. But at the same time, so I'll be honest, if the SBC were to reject the gospel, right? If it happened, we are not an SBC church first, right? We are a gospel church first. And we are Christ's church first and above all. And so if the SBC, like so many other denominations, there's no indication that this will ever happen, so I don't want to trouble anyone. But if it were to happen, we would break from the SBC. We would, for gospel reasons, we would break and we would just trust Christ, right? This is a partnership where we're cooperating in with other churches who are about the gospel.